At the end of this week's parsha, we have some of the most famous references in the Torah to the mitzvah of tefillin. For example, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Tes, we read, V'hayu l'os al yadecha u'lezikaron bein einecha. Reference to the tefillin shel yad, the tefillin shel rosh, there should be a sign on your arms, a memory between your eyes, which we understand from Torah Shebaal Peh, of course, to mean at the hairline, but parallel to in between your eyes, and that's a commemoration, as the pasuk continues, to the fact that Hashem took us out biyad chazakah from Eretz Mitzrayim. A few psukim later, the very last pasuk in our parsha, Perek Tadzayin, V'haya la'os al yadcha l'totafos bein einecha. It should be a sign on your arm again, l'totafos bein einecha. The word totafos is pretty much impossible to translate. Certainly not going to get into it now, but that reference is, of course, to the tefillin shel rosh. And again, a reference to Ki b'chozek yad hotzianu Hashem Mitzrayim, a memory of commemoration of Hashem taking out of Mitzrayim. And to highlight a few of the halachos that relate to tefillin, especially those that connect to the psukim in our parsha. For example, the halacha is brought down based on a mechilta, the medrash halacha in our parsha, that these two mitzvos, that of shel rosh and shel yad, are in fact two mitzvos, not one, two separate mitzvos, in the sense that if you only can put on one, or if you only put on one, it's not ma'akev. You can fulfill the mitzvah of shel yad without shel rosh, and vice versa, shel rosh without shel yad. This is the halacha that is learned from our parsha, and in fact, the Torah Shalema suggests it's based on the fact that the word v'haya is in singular, lashon yachid, each one its own mitzvah. And this is, in fact, passed in the Gemara Masechta Menachos, in the Rishonim, and in the Shulchan Aruch. So that's one halacha we should be aware of. Every now and then you have a situation where a person either is missing one of the types of tefillin, or, for example, if they have a cast or something on their arm, or for some reason they can't put on one of the tefillin, you should be aware that even if you can't do both, even one is fine. It's not ideal, but it's still a mitzvah. Number one. Number two, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, and others point out that there's no real indication in the Torah of the fact that the mitzvah is for only part of the day. There's discussions in general, although beyond the scope of today's brief shiur, about the fact that we don't put on tefillin at night. There's a huge debate about in the discussion about holidays and Shabbos. But on a given day when there is a mitzvah of tefillin, there's no reason to think that it doesn't apply all day. And in fact, that is the psak of the Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Tefillin, and the Shulchan Aruch brings this down as well in Or Chaim Siman Lamed Zayin, that tzarch, the Rambam's language is tzarch Adam Hishtadel Yosan Alav Kol Yom Shemitzvasa Kachi. The mitzvah is to wear the tefillin all day. You should do your best to do that. The interesting thing is, even though it's not mentioned in the Gemara in the affirmative way, one of the Achronim, the Levush, he suggests on his own certain limudim for this. For example, from our parsha, the fact that it says Ukishartem osam, that implies kshira timidit, that you should constantly have them. Or as the pasuk from our parsha, os al yadecha and zikaron bein einecha, says the Levush, an os and a zikaron, what's the point of having a symbol or a memorial, something to remind you, if it's only part of the day? It obviously implies, says the Levush, os v'zikaron srichin liyot timidin. Obviously, it's supposed to remind you, it should be constant. And therefore, we see that really the mitzvah is to wear tefillin all day. And in fact, many, many times in Shas, various Gemaras just take for granted and assume, just parenthetically, that the various Chachamim, Tanaim, Amoraim were wearing tefillin all day and often describe situations in which they have to take off the tefillin. But again, the just implicit, totally unremarkable assumption in many Gemaras is that people used to wear tefillin all day. Some of the Achronim, including the Pri Megadim and the Aruch HaShulchan, have a suffix, how to understand this. Is it that there is an absolute obligation, a chiyuv, to wear tefillin all day? Or is it that the chiyuv is just to wear tefillin even for a brief moment, but it would be an additional kiyum to wear the tefillin for the entire day? And in fact, the Achronim conclude that the latter, that the second approach, is more correct. That really, even for a brief moment, you're already yotzei the obligation to wear tefillin, but there's a mitzvah min hamuvchar. It is ideal, the more you do wear tefillin, the longer you to wear tefillin, it would be considered better. That's the Pri Megadim and the Aruch HaShulchan. However, the Bir Halacha quotes from the Yeshuas Yaakov that seems to imply that there's an absolute chiyuv, if you can, to wear tefillin all day. Whether it's a chiyuv or just a kiyum, we are all familiar with the fact that that is not our practice. And already this is brought down in the Rishonim, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins this way, that our practice is in even pre-modern, let alone modern times, not towards tefillin all day, but to limit it to davening. Where does that come from? Why is that the case? So the post can bring down that there's two concerns. One is that when you're wearing tefillin because of their kedusha, you need to have a guf naki. You can't have flatulence or anything else that would be inappropriate wearing tefillin, and we can't always control that if we're wearing tefillin all day. And number two is even more demanding, we're not allowed to have what's called hesach hadas. We can't be doing or thinking about things which are very base, even if they're not prohibited, but they're just not elevated in a way that would be appropriate to have while you're wearing tefillin. And therefore, since most people cannot keep to such a high level all day, we limit the time we wear tefillin just to when we're davening, because that's not such a long time anyway, plus we're already involved in a spiritual endeavor of tefillah, and therefore the assumption is that we can do our best to avoid those problems of guf naki and hesach hadas, at least for the short period of davening. There is an interesting machlokes haposkim in the Shulchan Aruch. What if a person is really sure, really confident that they could keep their body clean and their mind clean a whole day? Would they be allowed to wear tefillin all day? So the Magen Avram rules very strongly that no. No one can make that assumption with any certainty, and therefore you should not do it. And he quotes that there were some earlier opinions that said, and if you really, really think that you can are on such a high madriga, don't wear tefillin all day, but maybe you can put them back on at least for mincha. That's the opinion of the Magen Avram. However, both the Aruch HaShulchan and the Bir Halacha seem to disagree, and they seem to hold that no, it's not typical, it's not going to be most people, but if a single individual really thinks that they can wear tefillin all day, then it would actually be permitted. And the Bir Halacha quotes that this was in fact the position of the Vilna Gaon. As is reported in the Maisa Rav, the Vilna Gaon thinks it's absolutely permissible, and halavai, we should all be able to wear tefillin all day. Says the Vilna Gaon, it's true that it's going to be rare, and it might stick out, and might be a little arrogant to do so. So says the Vilna Gaon, wear it in a quiet, private way, small shalrosh, cover it, but as long as you do that, says the Vilna Gaon, not a problem.